This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Governor Pat McCrory is proposing raises for new teachers, tax incentives for corporations, and a cut to the university system. The governor laid out his budget proposal for the next fiscal year yesterday. Jeff Tiberi reports from the Capitol.
Picture a few thousand jigsaw pieces strewn across a large kitchen table. This is the puzzle that takes several months and many hands to complete. And yes, at first, it might seem overwhelming. Governor McCrory detailed his spending blueprint for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. His 298-page, $21.5 billion proposal is merely the first step in a long process.
It's a conservative budget. It's a disciplined budget. It focuses on careers and on jobs and on making government more efficient and more accountable.
This is Lee Roberts' first state budget. He replaced Art Pope last fall as budget director. Roberts and the governor shared a podium detailing parts of this proposal. The largest slice of the budget pie belongs to education. It follows up on the governor's longstanding promise to increase teacher compensation for some.
When it comes to teacher pay, there's really four elements without getting too far into the weeds. You have the increase in the minimum salary to $35,000, and then you have the movement along the pay scale, and that's not something to be overlooked. Previous administration froze the movement on the pay scale.
Governor Bev Perdue did freeze the teacher pay scale, and Governor McCrory kept the freeze in place for another 2 years. As for the other two elements of the teacher pay changes, a minimum for experienced teachers, ensuring they don't face a salary cut, and some performance-based compensation. McCrory hopes to implement a performance philosophy for all state employees.
And this is a major change in the culture of state government, where we want to reward the high performance and we want to improve those who aren't performing at the level that we expect.
At the university level, funding would be cut by 1.2% under this proposal. Another part of the budget puzzle that is expected to face scrutiny, incentives. Again, Roberts, the budget writer.
The administration's been clear that nobody likes incentives. In an abstract world, we'd all prefer not to have them. We don't live in an abstract world. We live in a competitive world, and to not have them would be tying both of our hands behind our backs as we try and create new jobs in North Carolina.
This budget proposal calls for $99 million to fund the NC Competes Act, filed in the House last week. Hours after McCrory unveiled his budget, House lawmakers approved that incentives bill and sent it to the Senate for further consideration. One more key theme to this year's legislative session is what changes might happen with Medicaid, health care for low-income individuals. This proposal adds $287 million to keep up with growth in Medicaid enrollment. As the Affordable Care Act is again challenged in the nation's highest court, the governor reiterated his desire to create a state exchange.
We're not just stopping waiting for the Supreme Court case, but we recognize the Supreme Court case could have major ramifications on everything related to health care, including Medicaid.
Republicans and Democrats from both chambers didn't have a lot to say about the plan, saying they had not yet had enough time to digest the hefty proposal. In a statement, Senate Leader Phil Berger said he appreciates the governor's hard work, looks forward to reviewing the plan in greater detail, and finding common ground. From here, lawmakers in the House and Senate will each write their own budget proposals. Then the sides will work to compromise on a final plan. The goal is for this puzzle to be complete by the end of June. But it's quite possible these lawmakers will work late on some humid summer nights, trying to get all of the pieces to fit. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.